The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for organizing committee for inviting me. This is wonderful. Now you get to listen to a cardiologist. So this is very exciting since I've been here 9 years at UCSD, and immediately after we launched the ACHD program, we recognized the importance of collaboration between MFM and cardiology. We know from numerous epidemiologic studies that cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death, peripartum death. And if you notice here, it's not just the other cardiovascular. You have cardiomyopathy. You have also included cerebrovascular accidents as well as hypertensive disorders of pregnancy. So it's by and large the number one killer of women in the peripartum period. And that has to do with both access but also delivery of care, where women who are seemingly stable experience deterioration immediately after arrival to the hospital due to healthcare system inequities for caring for women with pre-existing cardiovascular disease. So the motivation was a growing need. There was a rising referrals to UCSD as a quaternary center for women from all over Southern California who have pre-existing cardiovascular disease desiring continuation of pregnancy. And we launched the ACHG program back in 2017. These are people born with congenital heart disease at the turn of the century. They underwent life-saving operations, and now the vast majority survive into adulthood, with a median age currently in our clinic of 33. Half of them are women in childbearing age. That created a huge influx of patients to the OB department. And in January 2020, we came together, my partner in crime, Dr. Tarsa, she had to go to a meeting, as well as the rest of the multidisciplinary team, and we officiated the cardio-obstetrics initiative as a grassroots, out of necessity, endeavor. This is the first and only initiative south of LA of its kind, and we pride ourselves here at UCSD that we take any type of insurance, and for the trainees here in the audience, this is huge and monumental, as opposed to other centers who have such specialized programs but don't take care of Medicaid patients. So we have patients that come from all over Southern California. The primary goals were to reduce cardiovascular mortality within our reach, improve the outcomes of maternal fetal outcomes in the prepartum period through coordinated, multidisciplinary, protocolized care that is not dependent on the presence of a singular individual at the time of arrival of the patient. And at the same time, advance research in the prepartum cardiovascular outcomes and obviously enhance the education of our fellows, trainees, and students in this important and emerging subspecialty. So after launch in 2020, we also expanded to other specialties within OB and also cardiovascular division. And in 2021, we started the cardiopregnancy longitudinal surveillance study that is ongoing. By early 24, we had 167 very high-risk successful deliveries here at UCSD. That was 500% increase of the previous year. And we continue to incorporate trainees into our abstracts and presentations. And now we routinely care anywhere between 3 to 5 women in any given week with very high-risk cardiovascular disease at UCSD. So out of those patients, the vast majority have congenital heart disease, but many have heart failure. Heart failure epidemiology is highly variable depending on the state and the geographic area of the United States. But also we have other rare arrhythmia and coronary artery disease issues. And the vast majority of these women will deliver at gestational age, but we have up to 20%, depending on the complexity of cardiovascular disease, will have premature delivery. Obviously, women who have complex cardiovascular disease will be on blood thinners and have other blood disorders that contribute to blood loss at the time of delivery. And we pride ourselves that we have significantly lower maternal mortality for women with cardiovascular disease compared to major academic centers, despite caring for a large proportion of end-stage or complex forms of congenital heart disease. We have a slightly higher incidence of congenital heart disease in the offspring than the reported in the literature of 5%, and that's worthy of further investigation. We also are working towards closer cardiovascular telemetry monitoring in the prepartum period here, working with our hospital. And we're open to collaboration, and we welcome any involvement from trainees, faculty, and any other multidisciplinary teams. Thank you.